Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper. Do you know how it feels to be bullied? And if it's ongoing bullying, it's even more tragic. Well, today we're going to have an aha experience. If you're being bullied, these could be the most freeing words you hear. When we allow someone to bully us and we don't do anything about it, who should we blame? Well, exactly, ourselves. We are to blame. Let me extrapolate. Sorry, that's a big word. I saw it on someone's t-shirt and I've been dying to use it. You see, the problem is bullies smell a victim. An easy target stands out like the proverbial outhouse in the desert. Bullies can smell weaker targets. Yes, if we're being bullied, it's because we smell. Nice thought. Seriously though, Dr. Townsend and Dr. Cloud, psychologists in Irvine, California, have a great starting point for how to set a safe boundary with bullies. We confront them with love and tell the bully words to the effect of, "What you're doing is hurting me, and I can't allow you to do this anymore." It's tough confronting people, but it's very empowering and life-changing. So be strong and confront them in a loving way. Quite often, when we stand up for ourselves in this way, it might be the only thing we have to do, and the behavior stops. But remember to put safe boundaries in place so it never happens again. You might say, but what about Jesus? He said to turn the other cheek. He was beaten and crucified and didn't do anything. True. But when that was happening, wasn't it his time to die for us? Isn't that what Easter is all about? Before it was his time, remember when they mobbed him and carried him to a cliff edge, but he escaped. There are plenty of other examples in the Bible as well where God sets boundaries on our behavior towards him. I hope you've had an aha experience today and you remember the words, "I can't allow it to happen anymore." And make sure you pray for bullies. They're obviously hurting deeply if they bully others. Have a great week. I'm Aaron Wright for The Salvos.